Coming right up, support comes from listeners and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com, and from Thalman's Service Center, complete car repair and collision service in Liberty, New York, thalmansservicecenter.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, we're going to be listening to some singer-songwriters that I consider to be indefinable, unique visionaries. And we'll start the program with Van Dyke Parks.
Thank you.
That's from an album called Songs Cycled, released in 2013. So let me ask you, what kind of music is that? You heard the ukulele, you heard the strings in the background, and those lyrics, such complicated and such a unique, and some people would say eccentric, but such a unique, indefinable genre. I think of it as pop. It's definitely in the popular music vein, but it's not Broadway and it's not rock and roll, but it just captures my fancy. And what an unusual career, Van Dyke Parks. He was born on January the 3rd in 1943 in Mississippi, although he later moved to Los Angeles, where he is still a resident, I believe. And an amazing, interesting career. He started out as an orchestrator, and when he moved to Los Angeles, he did the movie for a Disney film, The Jungle Book. He was the one that orchestrated that score. But he's also worked with an incredible variety as a producer and arranger for all kinds of artists: Randy Newman, Harry Nilsson, Phil Oakes, Little Feat, Ry Cooter, Ringo Starr, U2. I mean, an unusual career as a producer and orchestrator, but also as a musician, appearing as a musician with, playing with, the Mothers of Invention, the Byrds, Judy Collins, Paul Revere and the Raiders. Where does he fall on the spectrum? He falls in the spectrum of genius. He's an amazing musician. So, I guess his biggest claim to fame was the work that he did with Brian Wilson and the Beach Boys. And I wanted to play a few more of his original compositions, and then we're going to listen to a track that he worked on back in 1966. But an accomplished musician in so many ways. That album, Songs Cycled, has a song about 9/11, a song about the towers going down. And I listened to this song for a long time before I truly fathomed what was going on. And it's kind of like, it's very eerie. It's a first-person perspective of someone who is jumping from the tower to save their lives from the fire. It's a very complicated but beautiful piece of music. He's also an astounding pianist. And we're going to listen to two more tracks from Song Cycled, which will show you more about what his abilities are. The first song is called Wall Street. And then after that, we'll hear All the Golden. This is Van Dyke Parks. And this song is Wall Street.
Feel like laughing now. I could use a laugh and how. I could use a telephone all alone. Me and my old radio. Got a lot of nerve, all right. Got what I deserve tonight. We ought to get together. Tell that so and so. Shaking the big apple tree, barking for a bite, you see. Sun is up on New York town, honking round, run down my battery. Drop me off at Walk to Walk, it's about another block. And it's been loving here on Walk.
just nothing but ash in the air, confetti all colored with blood, the jewel-encrusted mud-flattened hearts. She's beaten and battered and buttressed and broke, dining on dregs, gone begging, no joking. And in the confetti is human desire, love letters lost in space, now smoking. The mouth of the river yawning south, the sea. In this cloud of disarray floats a fallen man in gray. Upside down and holding hands with his mate, why wait for speculation? Like two stones they gravitate, there's no time to hesitate, just time to say I love you. Birds on fire, they kiss their lives goodbye. Above the concrete street, we meet and die. Without a trace of our embrace, you can't place my face, though you are trying. Till dust will stop our labored love, we must drop all fear, now a flying. A heartbeat from the Hudson down to the sea. Thank you.
constant commentary by the wayside. Nowadays the country boys don't cotton much to 1, 2, 3, forget to bear your arms in the golden. You will know why hayseeds go back to the country. Nowadays a Yankee dreadnought take his time to when to see for get to bear your arms in the all-golden. You will know why hayseeds go back to
Van Dyke Parks. That song was called All the Golden, and what a virtuoso pianist. When hayseeds go back to the country, and then it goes, it sounds like Debussy. Such an accomplished composer, one of the most outstanding composers, but so hard to categorize. It's indefinable. He's a unique visionary. And that song right before that called Wall Street, it has the feel of a soundtrack or a Broadway show, but not really. Wall Street talks about, you know, you're in a taxi cab and you're going down to Wall Street, and then the air is full of ash and confetti all colored with blood and these people jumping out the windows. The poetry, it's like free association in a dream. It's so lyrical and so unusual. We're going to hear some poetry that Van Dyke Parks gave to the Beach Boys. But before we get to that, you've got to hear Van Dyke Parks live, because these are very complicated studio recordings. The Dreaming of Paris with, I mean, there's got to be 12, 20 different instruments going on in those tracks. But when he plays live, it's the same. It's astounding live. He did a concert at Live at the Ash Grove, Moonlighting, it was called, in 1988 in Santa Monica, California. And he's got an orchestra on stage, and he's got a band, you know, an electric bass player, and he's at the piano, and they are playing live. And one of my favorite songs that he wrote, called Cowboy, about the devastation of the rainforest in Hawaii. And it's one of those things where you listen to the song and you hear the lyrics, and after a while you understand what he's talking about. I love this song. This is called Cowboy.
Cowboy in a field of sugar cane. Once there was a forest
where they hid there in the rain, cowboy. Cowboy, wandering Wahine under locks of raven hair, beads of inspiration, hoping he would not forget just where. Cowboy, up above the canopy in the highest branches of a tree, he would take her longingly and say, one day you'll belong to me. I forgot to mention it was 1941. Zeros kept a-coming like the blanket out the sun. Cowboy. Cowboy. Some kind of god, with their limbs akimbo and extended to the mind of God. Cowboy. And the night without regrets, is it time to let your hair down low? There they lay in silhouette. He would say, I'd stay and have to go. King Kamehameha met with Captain Cook upon the shore. Looked at all the cattle, asked him, what the hell are these for, cowboy? Cowboy. Gone now is the forest, the lovers of the trees. Now there is a chorus playing golf, who say in Japanese.
That's right. That's a live performance. Van Dyke Parks, Moonlighting at the Ash Grove from 1998. And he had a full orchestra on stage there. And Symphony Sid Page was conducting for Van Dyke Parks. Symphony Sid Page was one of the members of Dan Hicks' original band. Amazing musician. So, unique visionary. Such an unusual sense of arranging the compositional style, the melodies, the complexity of the music, but it's also the lyrics. I think that when you have a certain ability, a natural gift as a musician, and so many people do, but it's so unusual when that gift is also paired with the ability of being a poet, of being a lyricist. And Van Dyke Parks wrote some of the most interesting lyrics when he collaborated with the Beach Boys back in 1966. The Beach Boys, Brian Wilson, was working on an album called Smile. And Van Dyke Parks wrote the lyrics and collaborated with him on a song called Surf's Up. Brian Wilson wasn't able to keep it together mentally. He had a bit of a nervous breakdown during the recording of this album, and it was never released when it was recorded in 1966 and 1967 at the height of the Beach Boys' career. It wasn't really finally released until in the 2000s. But there's a song on there called Surf's Up, and it's got a very eclectic and very complicated lyrics. And Brian Wilson sets these lyrics, and the Beach Boys do this performance. This is Van Dyke Parks and Brian Wilson, and this is the Beach Boys, Surf's Up.
The diamond necklace played the part, and a handsome drum de la woke to a handsome man at guitar. A blind class aristocracy, back through the opera glass you see the pit and the pendulum drum. Brush the backdrop. Are you sleeping? Hung velvet overtaken me, dim chandelier awaken me to a song dissolved in the dark. The music hall, the costly bow, the music all is lost for now.
Have you changed since last day?
The Beach Boys. Surf's Up. That's from Smile, recorded in 1966, with the lyrics by Van Dyke Parks, music by Brian Wilson. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. On today's program, Indefinable, Unique Visionaries. And if you couldn't see it coming, if you've heard my show before, you've got to expect that Joni Mitchell is in the forefront of my mind. When it comes to indefinable and a unique visionary, Joni is indefinable. She was also born in 1943, the same year as Van Dyke Parks. Joni is a Canadian. She settled in Los Angeles and still has a home in Canada as well. She's just turned 75 years old. Joni started out as a folk singer, blonde hair, acoustic guitar, songs with verses and choruses. And during the course of her career, her music became more and more complicated and sophisticated. And and I think of her as firmly rock and roll. But a lot of people heard her as moving into jazz. Whatever, as her music became more complicated, the musicians that she collaborated with were critical in forming her sound. And specifically, I'm thinking of Pat Metheny, Jaco Pastorius. I recently saw Pat Metheny in concert in New Jersey last year. And he's one, you know, the virtuoso aspect, the type of unique visionary that I see in these musicians. A lot of it has to do with a virtuoso ability as an instrumentalist, as a singer, as a writer. And Pat Metheny is really an instrumentalist. He's a guitarist, although he has sung. But his ability to take a guitar, like Michael Hedges before him, to take a guitar and to completely expand the boundaries of what is possible on that instrument is truly astounding. And Jaco Pastorius and Pat Metheny formed a group together. And when they collaborated with Joni Mitchell, they took her music in a direction that wouldn't have been possible. So we're going to listen to Joni Mitchell in concert live in 1980 on the Shadows and Light tour. And on that tour, it was Pat Metheny on guitar, Lyle Mays on keyboard, Jaco Pastorius on bass, Don Elias on percussion. And I want you to understand what, because you know what Joni's songs sound like, her folk songs. But I wanted to play some of Pat Metheny's solo work and then the work that he did with Lyle Mays when they formed a band in 1978 and the Pat Metheny group came out. There had never been anything like it. Maybe Weather Report was something like it. So I want to start out with a couple of instrumentals by Pat Metheny from 2012. Now, here's another example of how indefinable, what category, what genre is he? A lot of people think jazz, but he got a Grammy Award for the Best New Age Album in 2012. And I wanted to, it's a completely solo instrumental album, and he's playing a song that you know. You know, The Sounds of Silence by Paul Simon. We'll listen to a little bit of that, and then we'll also listen to an excerpt when Pat Metheny formed his first band called the Pat Metheny Group with Lyle Mays, the same musicians that Joni plays with. So let's start out with a Pat Metheny solo recording, Paul Simon's Sounds of Silence. Solo guitar. Thank you. That's the Pat Metheny Group from 1978. That song's called San Lorenzo. We just heard a little bit of that. We also heard a little bit from Pat Metheny's What It's All About from 2012, Paul Simon's Sounds of Silence. So you hear Metheny's style, very unique guitar sound, Lyle Mays on keyboards. And so when Joni Mitchell goes out on tour in 1980, that's her band. And she is playing live. Now, she had recorded right before this. She'd done the Hejira album and had worked with Jaco Pastorius, who's playing bass in this concert. So let's listen to Joni Mitchell live in 1980. This is from the album Shadows and Light. We'll do two songs from this performance. First, we'll hear Coyote, and then we'll hear Woodstock. And the contribution that Pat Metheny and Lyle Mays and Jaco Pastorius make to Joni's performance, it's just indefinable.
No regrets, Coyote. We just come from such different sets of circumstance. I'm up all night in the studios and you're up early on your ranch. You'll be brushing out a broodmare's tail while the sun is ascending, and I'll just be getting home with my reel to reel. There's no comprehending. Just how close to the bone and the skin and the eyes and the lips you can get and still feel so alone. Burning down in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the night. We rode right past that tragedy till we pulled into some roadhouse lights where a local band was playing. Locals are kicking and shaking on the floor. The next thing I know, that coyote's at my door. He pins me in a corner, he won't take no. He drags me along. He got eyes like yours under your dark glasses, privately probing the public rooms, peeking through keyholes and numbered doors, where the players lick their wounds and take their temporary lovers, their pills and powders to get them through this passion play. Oh, no regrets, Coyote. I just get off a parade. Shop. He's staring a hole in his scrambled eggs. He picks up my scent on his fingers while he's watching the waitress's legs. He's too far from the Bay of Fundy, from Appaloosas and Eagles and Tides, the air-conditioned cubicles and the carbon ribbon rods. They're spelling it out so clear. Either he's gonna have to stand and fight or take off Eskimo and this hitcher and this prisoner of the fine white lines, of the white lines on the freeway. Child of God, walking down the road, I asked him, where are you going? And this he told me. He said, I'm going down to Yasker's farm to join a rock and roll band, to get back to the land, try and get my soul free. He said, we're stardust, we're golden, and we gotta get ourselves back to the garden. Well, can I walk beside you? I come here to lose the smile. I feel like I'm a cog, something turning round and round. Maybe it's just the time of year. Maybe it's the time of man. For learning, I know we're stardust, we're golden, and we gotta get ourselves back to the garden. By the time we got to Woodstock, we were half a million strong. Everywhere you looked, there was song and hope and celebration. In the dream that I saw the bombers riding shotgun in the sky, and they were turning into butterflies above our nation. We're stardust, we're golden, and we gotta get ourselves back to the garden. We're stardust, made of billion-year-old carbon. We're golden, we just got caught up in some devil's bargain, and we gotta get ourselves back to the garden. to some semblance of a garden.
Joni Mitchell, live in 1980. That's her song Woodstock. And right before that, Coyote from Shadows and Light. I'm Kathy Geary, and on today's program, on Now and Then, we've been listening to indefinable musicians, unique visionaries. There's a young woman born on June 14th in 1984, 34 years old, named Becca Stevens. She's just finishing a recording project release of a book of poetry by an American poet, Jane Tyson Clement, called The Heart's Necessities, Life in Poetry. And she sets Jane Clement's songs. So we're going to listen to Becca Stevens, a solo performance of the song called Winter. Becca calls it Tillery. And then right after that, we're going to hear Becca covering Stevie Wonder's. Now, she's playing, when she covers the Stevie Wonder, she's playing an instrument called the chinango, which is about the size of a ukulele, but it's a Peruvian-Bolivian instrument with 10 strings on it. And it's such a unique and personable interpretation of the Stevie Wonder song called As. So we'll hear these two songs from Becca Stevens. First, we'll hear her composition called Tillery. This is Becca Stevens, solo.
Again, la 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 la.
Everything must go so soon. No season of the soul stripped clear the face of God, save cold and frozen wind upon the frozen sod. Shout and may we sing. So may we shout and may we sing. So may we shout and may we sing. So may we shout. So may we shout. So may we shout.
She's revolving, and the rosebuds know to bloom in early May. Just as hate knows love's the cure, you can rest your mind assured that I'll be loving you always, always. Just as time knew to move on since the beginning, and the seasons know exactly when to change. Just as kindness knows no shame, know through all your joy and pain that I'll be loving you always, always, is the way we pay. Did you know that life has given love a guarantee to last forever and another day?
I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. I hope you enjoyed the indefinable music on today's program. Once again, thank you so much for listening. Now and Then. Support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com, and from Thalman Service Center, Complete car repair and collision service in Liberty, New York, ThalmanServiceCenter.com. It's about 1 minute.